29th of April, St. Catherine, Office of Readings. The Lord is King of Virgins, come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is King of Virgins. Come, let us adore him. Lord God, we give you thanks for all your saints, who sought the trackless footprints of your feet, who took into their own a hand unseen, and heard a voice whose silence was complete. In every word and deed they spoke of Christ, and in their life gave glory to his name. Their love was unconsumed, a burning bush, of which the Holy Spirit was the flame. Blessed Trinity, may yours be endless praise for all who lived so humbly in your sight. Your holy ones who walked dark ways in faith, now share the joy of your unfailing light. Pure Virgin, prudent and wise, the Word himself will be the immaculate spouse of your soul. Psalm 18. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the farthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pure Virgin, prudent and wise, the Word himself will be the immaculate spouse of your soul. I counted as nothing the kingdoms of the earth and all the world for the love of my Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 44. My heart overflows with noble words. To the king I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you for evermore. O mighty one, gird your sword upon your thigh, in splendour and state ride on in triumph, for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand, your arrows are sharp, peoples fall beneath you, the foes of the king fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure forever, a sceptre of justice is the sceptre of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I counted as nothing the kingdoms of the earth and all the world for the love of my Lord Jesus Christ. The king has desired your beauty. He is the Lord your God. Psalm 44 continued. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your Lord. Pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favour. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendour, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They are escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the king. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name for ever remembered. May the peoples praise you from age to age. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The king has desired your beauty. He is the Lord your God. You have shown me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 7. About remaining celibate, I have no direction from the Lord, but give my own opinion as one who, by the Lord's mercy, has stayed faithful. Well then, I believe that in these present times of stress this is right, that it is good for a man to stay as he is. If you are tied to a wife, do not look for freedom. If you are free of a wife, then do not look for one. But if you marry, it is no sin, and it is not a sin for a young girl to get married. They will have their troubles, though, in their married life, and I should like to spare you that. Brothers, this is what I mean. Our time is growing short. Those who have wives should live as though they had none, and those that mourn should live as though they had nothing to mourn for. Those who are enjoying life should live as though there were nothing to laugh about. Those whose life is buying things should live as though they had nothing of their own, and those who have to deal with the world should not become engrossed in it. I say this because the world as we know it is passing away. I would like to see you free from all worry. An unmarried man can devote himself to the Lord's affairs. All he need worry about is pleasing the Lord. But a married man has to bother about the world's affairs and devote himself to pleasing his wife. He is torn two ways. In the same way, an unmarried woman, like a young girl, can devote herself to the Lord's affairs. All she need worry about is being holy in body and spirit. The married woman, on the other hand, has to worry about the world's affairs and devote herself to pleasing her husband. I say this only to help you, not to put a halter around your necks, but simply to make sure that everything is as it should be and that you give your undivided attention to the Lord. Still, if there is anyone who feels that it would not be fair to his daughter to let her grow too old for marriage, and that he should do something about it, he is free to do so as he likes. He is not sinning if there is a marriage. On the other hand, if someone has firmly made his mind up, without any compulsion, and in complete freedom of choice, to keep his daughter as she is, he will be doing a good thing. In other words, the man who sees that his daughter is married has done a good thing, but the man who keeps his daughter unmarried has done something even better. A wife is tied as long as her husband is alive, but if the husband dies, she is free to marry anybody she likes, only it must be in the Lord. She would be happier, in my opinion, if she stayed as she is. And I too have the Spirit of God, I think. Responsory: the king has desired that beauty of yours which he himself has made. He is your God, he is your king. Your king is himself your husband. You are wedded to your king and your God, who has endowed and adorned you, redeemed and made you holy. Your king is himself your husband. A reading from the Dialogue of St. Catherine of Siena on Divine Revelation. O Eternal Trinity, Eternal Godhead, this Godhead, your divine nature, made immensely precious the blood of the only begotten Son. Eternal Trinity, you are like a deep sea, in which the more I seek, the more I find, and the more I find, the more I seek you. You fill the soul, yet somehow without satisfying it. In the abyss which you are, you so fill the soul that it ever continues to hunger and thirst for you, desiring you, eager in your light to see you, you who are the light. With the light of my understanding, in your light I have tasted and seen the abyss which you are, Eternal Trinity, and the beauty of your creation. Then, looking at myself in you, I have seen that I am your image. This is a gift that I receive from you in your power, Eternal Father, and in your wisdom, which is attributed to your only begotten Son. The Holy Spirit, who proceeds from you, Father, and from your Son, has prepared me, giving me a will to love you. Eternal Trinity, you are the Creator, I the creature. I have come to know, in the new creation you made of me in the blood of your Son, that you are in love with the beauty of your creature. O Eternal Trinity, God, you are an abyss, a deep sea. You have given yourself to me. What greater could you give? You are a fire, ever burning and never consumed, consuming in your heart all the self-love of the soul, taking away all coldness. By your light you enlighten our minds, as by your light you have brought me to know your truth. In this light I know you, and I picture you to myself as the supreme good, the good beyond all good, the blessed good, the incomprehensible good, the inestimable good, beauty beyond all beauty, wisdom beyond all wisdom. You are wisdom itself. You are the food of angels who gave yourself to men in the fire of your love. You are the garment which covers every nakedness. You feed the hungry in your sweetness because you are gentle without a trace of bitterness, O Eternal Trinity. Responsory. Now that you are endowed with the gift of my Spirit, cleansed from all stain by the outpouring of my blood, leave the quiet of contemplation and resolutely take up the work of witnessing to my truth. Open your heart to me, my sister, co-heir with me of my kingdom, my beloved, who have understood truth's hidden mysteries. Leave the quiet of contemplation and resolutely take up the work of witnessing to my truth. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of angels and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory, the glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Almighty God, You made St. Catherine of Siena a contemplative lover of the Lord's sufferings and an ardent servant of your Church. Grant through her prayer that your people may be united to Christ in his mystery and rejoice forever in the revelation of his glory. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.